You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. Most of the incoming Trump administration's key economic nominations have now been announced. The secretaries of Treasury, Commerce, Labor, and of course, a special slot for billionaire activist investor Carl Icahn. He will be in charge of regulatory reform, although it sounds like much of that might end up being deregulation. Many Obama administration policies will be on the chopping block, and so might entire federal agencies. That could all take time to implement, which could affect a lot of business decisions in the coming year. From our bureau at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Mitchell Hartman takes a look.
The National Federation of Independent Business surveyed its members after the November election and found a surge in small business confidence, with expected sales and hiring both up by double digits from the month before. NFIB chief economist William Dunkelberg.
They think that a different management philosophy in Washington will be very helpful in terms of legislation or suspended regulations.
He says aside from getting rid of Obamacare, business owners will be closely watching Trump's new labor secretary, fast food executive Andy Puzder, to see how much of the Obama administration's labor policy can be reversed and how fast.
If you go the first year and you don't get anything done, obviously this enthusiasm is going to dissipate pretty quickly.
Now, Trump will be able to reverse some Obama administration executive orders and policy guidelines with the stroke of a pen, on wages and sick pay for federal contractors, on when parent companies are responsible for labor violations by their franchises, on who's an employee and who's an independent contractor. But sweeping new overtime rules that would make millions of workers eligible for time and a half, reversing that is a bigger challenge, says University of Richmond law professor Carl Tobias.
To rescind a rule of that sort, you basically would have to reverse it, open it up for public comment again, and it would take some time. Also, the litigation is ongoing.
Ray Keating at the Conservative Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council wants to see more than a reversal of what's been done over the past 8 years.
Regulatory reform in general, but also a moratorium on new agency regulations.
Whether all this drives job creation and business investment higher in the coming year will depend on how rapidly and how widely regulatory reform takes effect. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.